Good morning, Congressman.
Lynn Hayes Freeland, hello.
How are you? Welcome.
I thought I'd be seeing you on my TV, but now I'm hearing you on my radio, so
you know
that's
what?
Great.
I'm just all over the place. What can I tell you? I'm glad you joined us today because, you know, I think sometimes if we don't have a family member that works directly for the federal government, it's easy to separate this shutdown from our personal lives. But what you pointed out about this food, the FDA, that could affect all of us.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a partial shutdown, but there's several agencies of government that just aren't working right now. For instance, the Treasury Department, people may not get their tax refunds. Agencies that, you know, protect our water, our food supply, you know, these are all critical agencies that serve millions of Americans. So it's not just 800,000 federal employees that are working without a paycheck. It's a bunch of other agencies that serve the public every day, whether you're a farmer in the Midwest dealing with the Agriculture Department or just many of the other agencies that serve the public every day. And you know, as this shutdown continues, and hopefully it won't continue much longer, people are going to start to see the effects of these shutdowns.
And, you know, I mean, what comes to my mind right off the bat, and I mentioned this a few minutes ago before we got you on the phone, was there was the big lettuce recall around Christmas time because of E. coli. That is because of the efforts of the folks at the FDA that they were able to identify that, recall it to prevent a lot of other people from getting sick during the holidays.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. It's a critical service, and it's a critical agency. And I think most Americans, when they go to the store and shop, and whether they're picking up meat or produce, you know, have a relative, you know, knowledge that it's going to be edible and it's going to be safe, and they're not going to get sick from it. You know, that's what these agencies are for, to make sure that certain standards are met, so that we can be confident that the food we buy in the supermarkets is going to be okay. So, you know, that's a concern as we go forward. You know, these aren't things that are going to happen right now, but they're going to happen if we get into a prolonged shutdown. Air traffic controllers, TSA agents, you know, there's just a number of scenarios going on right now that only get worse. And we should be able to sit down and get this done. Six of these agencies and six of the seven appropriation bills that we're debating aren't controversial. Six of the bills, we agree. The Senate passed them 100-0, and we've all voted for them in the House. Those six bills are being held hostage to the seventh bill that we don't agree on, the Department of Homeland Security. What we're trying to do is to get the president to sign the appropriation bills for the six that there's no controversy over, and then sit down and have a negotiation with him on Homeland Security and extend that bill somewhere into the future by use of a continuing resolution until we can come to some terms with the president on border security.
Let me ask you this, because this conversation had kind of died down and it's resurfacing again, the possibility that the president may be looking at declaring a national emergency.
I really think that's what he's going to do. He's painted himself into a corner that he can't get out of now. He said basically he won't sign any bills until he gets $5.7 billion for a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats in the House are not going to give him $5.7 billion for the wall. Therefore, we're at an impasse that neither side can move from. So I think the only way that he can get himself out of the corner that he's painted himself into is to declare a national emergency. That way he can say, you know, I'm going to do the wall by using funds from the Defense Department by declaring a national emergency. Then we can reopen the government. Of course, that will be challenged in the courts, whether it's constitutional or not, and it will get tied up in the courts. But he'll at least be able to say, you know, I did it.
I did what,
know,
I said I was going to do.
Fiat, and if it doesn't happen because the courts say it, he can't do it. Well, then, you know, it's the court's fault, not his.
Indeed. We got to go. Thanks so much for stopping by today. Lots of insight.
Hey, Lynn, good talking to you.
Indeed. And I'm just not sure how this is going to all end. You're listening to News Radio 1020 KDKA.